Hi, everyone. It's Jeff Hammer, your DominatingEdge.com Law of Attraction coach. Today, we'll speak about acting on universal energy. So, stick around. Welcome back, everyone. I hope your new year is off to a great start. Let me ask you, where are your thoughts? If you remember, that was your New Year's assignment. 3 times per day. To stop and ask yourself, where are my thoughts? And then to think a better thought, to think a higher thought. Let's talk about universal energy. God, divine mind, universal intelligence, nature, spirit. There are many names used to describe this intelligence that keeps our universe in harmony, that keeps our spirit and heart beating. As a kid, I was taught that was God, this gray-bearded guy in the sky, right? I was brought up in a Bible church. Now, I was always suspicious that I was born in original sin and I could spend eternity in hell. Wow, it just didn't match up with the loving God I was also taught about. I didn't understand why I should have to suffer for someone else's mistake. Speaking of Adam and Eve. And then, of course, there were questions around, why aren't people walking on water or parting the sea today? But that's another talk. Most American adults self-identify as Christians. But many Christians also hold what are sometimes characterized as New Age beliefs. Things like reincarnation or astrology, psychics or the presence of spiritual energy in nature are some examples. And then there's yoga and meditation. There are 4,300 religions in the world today, every one offering a different path, and everyone believing they hold the truth. Now, speaking of truth, one thing is absolutely certain. Nobody knows what happens after death. So it makes me wonder, why do people focus on what is next when we have the opportunity to live our dream life today? I no longer believe in the heaven and hell I was taught as a child. I believe that each one of us creates our own heaven or hell based upon the choices we make each and every day. That should be pretty clear. You know, we all know someone that has made incredibly poor choices in life, and their life is a shambles. They are living in hell. No matter your religion or beliefs, and no matter what you call this higher presence, one thing is clear: your life will mirror what it is you believe to be true. No matter your religious belief, and no matter if you have none, we all have the ability to act, and in this, influence the direction of our life. We act by choosing a thought. That thought can be, there is just never enough money in the month. Or, It can be, I know and affirm all the abundance of the universe flows into my life daily. We get to choose. Our thought combined with emotion, visualizing and knowing and acting toward the truth of this new thought, will quickly manifest in your life. That is the law of attraction. We have this great gift, this great knowledge, this great opportunity to drastically improve our life with a single new thought. By acting on this universal energy that is at the very core of who we are, our ability to think is our ability to act on this universal energy. Thanks for listening today. And I want to remind you that we are listener supported. Please visit dominatingedge.com and consider a donation today.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.